Smiling faces, sometimes pretend to be your friend.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady on the radio. Today, friendly, but fired up. I can be fired up and friendly all at the same time. These things happen. I'm talking about the lawlessness of Loose Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, the woman making rulings, preventing the public from knowing essential facts about our incoming president on a case that she doesn't have any more jurisdiction regarding. It's been an absolute saga of legal procedural maneuvering, but she has successfully delayed every single bit of this case, gifted Donald Trump a dismissal, and now delayed the issuance of a report. By the way, I could make this third jurisdictional argument or fourth jurisdictional argument or fifth. I lose track of all of the ways that Aileen Cannon doesn't have jurisdiction over this. The attorney general's exercise of his discretion to publish this report has arguably, especially when it's going to just be released confidentially to Congress, has arguably not a damn thing to do with the trial or the case that's before Judge Cannon. Just another spin on that. It relates not just because it happened yesterday to today's events, because Pete Hegseth, the most unqualified guy, will be himself a threat to national security. Aileen Cannon's helping our next president continue to be a threat to national security. It's just incredible. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines, and then we're going to go to the phone. Steve from Milwaukee says Obama, Bush, and Clinton should be boycotting the inauguration of that seditious cretin. I disagree. The office is more important than the man. And it'll be distasteful, to be sure. Wisco Paul says, Merrick Garland is bad at his job. All this should have happened a year ago. I couldn't agree with you more, Wisco. Merrick Garland will go down as one of the most ineffective attorneys general that we've ever had. From the 608, this whole administration that is coming up, it's by design. It sounds like it's going to be a real-life Red Dawn. Expect instead of Cuba, it'll be Russia or China that invade us to save us from all the corruption. Hyperbolic, maybe. Portending of things to come, perhaps. Jim from Appleton, texting in on WISS, says, don't worry, Maggie. She won't be an Article 3 judge for much longer. Also coming from Ardeth on Facebook. Hi, Ardeth. Saying the same thing, because Thomas or Alito will retire by February, and then she'll be promoted. Uh-huh. Boy, she's carried his water for him. Of course he would reward her with a Supreme Court appointment. Rita and Steve from La Crosse, maybe it's time that Joe Biden does something. He's got the power from the Supreme Court to get it done. I'm so tired of this. Yeah, it's tempting, isn't it? Rita and Steve, thanks for listening on WLCX. WMDX, Kurt from Madison saying, I thought there are a panel of judges that have the power to penalize or overrule her. Where in the hell are they? Yeah, that's the 11th Circuit. They don't seem to be of alacrity. Allie from Madison, can Biden pardon Mar-a-Lago defendants so no harm in releasing the doc? I love the way you're thinking, Allie. What if Biden pardoned not just Nauta and De Oliveira, but pardoned Trump for the super secret spy documents case? Then there would be no question that she doesn't have any jurisdiction, and then the report could come out, and at least we would know what the evidence is that our former president stole our nation's secrets and did what with them? Gosh knows what they did, what he did with them. All right, let's go to the phones. Mark from Prairie du Sac, thanks for your patience, my friend.
Yeah, no problem at all. And I agree with the last text you just had that Biden should just, you know, do that and release the report. And more than likely, there's supplemental information we found out subsequent that Donald Trump indeed did monetize that information. And we likely know if we can release that information without endangering our assets, release that information to show what a traitor that Donald Trump more than likely is. I mean, and Pete Hegseth, I mean, I'm monitoring myself here because he stole from veterans. He stole from veterans, and this guy is going to be on the the head of the Defense Department. It just is. It's mind-boggling. It's not mind-boggling. It's just disgusting. Just pure and simple disgusting.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. It's a gosh darn shame. I'm also going to give my apologies to Jesse, who waited so patiently to get on the air and couldn't wait anymore. I'm sorry, Jesse. I had to get through the whole thing so everybody had all of the info. We're going to go to the phones again. Hey, is this Daniel? You're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What are your thoughts this afternoon, sir?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, so please let me talk 20 to 30 seconds without interrupting.
I make no such promises, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, because you've interrupted me before.
Yep, because Dan, it's my show. I get to do that.
Well, I understand that, but it also is
you're wasting your 20, 30
that.
To seconds. That's not how talk radio
no,
works,
I'm,
Dan.
No,
go
I'm
go
not,
ahead.
Actually.
And if you listen to right-wing, righty-whitey talk radio, it's worse. But go ahead and make your point, sir.
Okay. So anyway, you go on and on about this. And yet, when you look at the Trump hush money case, it's a complete joke.
I'm not talking about the hush money case, Dan. Let's stay on the topic. I think the hush money case is the weakest. I think it's arguable that it shouldn't have even been brought. I think you can actually have a debate about this. This was after the man left the White House. He stole national security secrets. It's why this is such a problem. So remember, if you ever want to debate with Maggie Dawn, there are three rules. Don't deflect, don't disinform, and don't disrespect or discriminate. You broke rule number one. You started to deflect. Dem's the rules. I get to make them. Folks, we're going to take care of a little business at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Hegseth confirmation hearing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. It's pretty incredible. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.